Good morning, and welcome to today's call to discuss the proposed transaction recently announced between Capitella Finance Corp, a business development company currently externally managed by Capitella Investment Advisors, LLC, and Mount Logan Management, LLC, an affiliate of BC Partners Advisors, LP, for U.S. regulatory purposes, and a wholly owned subsidiary of Mount Logan Capital Inc., a Canadian public company. We are joined this morning by Ted Goldthorpe, CEO and Chairman of Mount Logan Capital, Joe Allawa III, CEO and Chairman of the company, Steve Arnold, CFO of the company, and other members of the respective management teams. Before we begin, I would like to note that this call is being recorded, and a recording file will be posted to the investor relations section of both Capitella Finance Corp and Mount Logan websites. Throughout today's call, we will reference an investor presentation that has been posted to the investor relations section of both the Capitella Finance Corp and Mount Logan websites. While we will not be directly referencing each slide, the form of the presentation will generally follow the slide structure. If you have not done so already, we encourage you to download the presentation for review during the call. Please note that this call is the property of Mount Logan, Capitella Finance Corp, and Capitella Investment Advisors, and any unauthorized rebroadcast of this call in any form is strictly prohibited. Today's conference call includes forward-looking statements, and we ask that you refer to Mount Logan and Capitella Finance Corp's April 21st, 2021 press releases, their most recent filings with the Canadian securities regulators and with the SEC respectively, and the investor presentation for important risk factors that could cause actual results and events to differ materially from projections. Mount Logan and Capitella Finance Corp do not undertake to update their forward-looking statements unless required by law. I will now turn the call over to the CEO and Chairman of Capitella Finance Corp, Joe Allawa III. Please go ahead, Joe.
Thank you, operator, and thank all of you for joining us this morning. As we announced on April 21, Capitella's Board of Directors has selected Mount Logan Management, LLC, an affiliate of BC Partners Advisors, LP, for U.S. regulatory purposes to serve as the new investment advisor to the company. As many of you know, BC Partners is a leading global alternative asset manager with more than $40 billion in assets under management and over 30 years of operating history in the U.S. and Europe. We believe this transition is an important strategic milestone for Capitella that will deliver significant benefits to stockholders. I will start off this morning by outlining the strategic rationale for the transaction from the company's perspective. I will then ask Ted Goldthorpe, CEO of Mount Logan and head of BCP Credit, to share more about why Mount Logan elected to partner with us. In early 2020, Capitella was trading at a slight discount to NAV and had prospects for a subsequent SBIC license in the BDC. The pandemic had a negative impact on several small businesses in the BDC portfolio, and management began to focus on deleveraging the BDC, increasing liquidity, and improving portfolio company performance. The BDC has deleveraged significantly since June 2020 and has significant liquidity with a much improved portfolio of investments. Given the current state of the BDC, the board felt that now is the ideal time to transition the BDC to a new manager. The board of directors ran a broad and fulsome process that resulted in Mount Logan being selected unanimously based on their experience and the belief that they are the best positioned to maximize value for shareholders. Ted and his team have demonstrated their ability to successfully manage both private and public BDCs. And BC's public BDC is one of the top performing companies in the industry since the onset of the pandemic, with its stock price up over 160%. I fully support the decision of the Board of Directors of Capitella Finance Corp and the transition of management to Mount Logan. I am a large shareholder of Capitella Finance stock, and I am confident in Mount Logan's strategy to restart dividends and ultimately for the BDC to return to NAV. Additionally, between senior management and other large shareholders we have reached out to, shareholders representing over 20% of outstanding shares are supportive of the proposed transaction. On behalf of the company's current investment advisor, I would like to add that we are committed to ensuring a smooth transition to Mount Logan. With that, I would like to turn the call over to Ted Goldthorpe to provide a brief overview of Mount Logan and BC Partners and his vision for Capitola.
Thank you, Joe. We are obviously very excited to be announcing this transaction to become the external manager of Capitola. We are thankful that more than 20% of shareholders have already indicated support for the transaction, and we will work tirelessly to ensure that we are doing everything possible to create value for shareholders. BCP Credit is a leading provider of capital to middle market companies, and we strongly believe that Capitola and BC Partners, through Mount Logan, joining forces through the proposed transaction, is a cornerstone in expanding that platform. BC Partners Credit Platform is committed to the highest quality underwriting with a focus on mitigating risk of principal impairment through financial and structuring protections. BC Partners investment professionals have experience with innovative and complex private transactions, and we apply a private equity style investment process consistent with a process that has been employed by the firm for over 30 years. We've built a best-in-class team of senior deal professionals from institutions such as Goldman Sachs, Apollo, TPG, and Carlyle, of historical and current experience managing both public and private BDCs. In our investor presentation, on slide 5, we lay out why we believe BC Partners is a differentiated lending platform. First, being part of a large asset manager allows us to share best practices of our operating team and existing portfolio companies for our borrowers. Secondly, BC Partners' goal is to focus on companies with an EBITDA primarily in the $10 to $50 million EBITDA range, which we believe has compelling risk-reward characteristics as our best-in-class peers have moved up market. Third, we have the sourcing and underwriting capabilities to invest in opportunities regardless of the ownership and are not just focused on sponsor-backed opportunities. Our integrated platform allows us to leverage best practices from a diligence perspective, as well as leverage over 30 years of private equity knowledge and relationships. Finally, we've strategically built our platform to meet the size of our key opportunity set and maximize risk-adjusted returns. It is worth noting here that the proposed management fee structure will be identical to that of the current external advisor, so Capitola shareholders will be receiving all those benefits without an increase in any kind of fees. We believe that BC Partners' differentiated middle market lending strategy will lead to better long-term performance, a more stable net asset value, and a better trading multiple. Because of our investment team's background, we were able to capitalize on attractively priced non-sponsor opportunities, an area of the market in which a large majority of direct lending managers have historically not been active in. As we will discuss in more detail, we believe that the proposed transaction will maximize long-term shareholder value at Capitola by leveraging the combined experience of BC Credit's investment professionals and the broader BC platform. For background, BC Partners is a leading global alternative asset manager with over $40 billion in assets under management and a 30-year-plus operating history. Additionally, through separate affiliates, BC Partners also manages another public BDC, Portman Ridge Financial Corporation, which trades in the NASDAQ, and a private BDC, BC Partners Lending Corporation, demonstrating significant and relevant management experience. We believe Capitola shareholders will benefit from scale and resources of the BC Partners platform and the BC Credit team, in particular through enhanced sourcing capabilities, the ability to speak for larger deals, and Capitola's ability to leverage BC's deep industry expertise and resources for both the investment and support functions. Turning to page 6 in our investor presentation, our primary focus starting from day one will be to 1, rotate out of non-earning equity positions and into either debt securities or income-generating joint ventures like we have successfully done in Portman Ridge, and 2, reducing the quantum and rate of outstanding liabilities through our strong institutional relationships with both banks and institutional buyers of BDC bonds. The goal of these two strategies is to reinstate a sustainable dividend policy as soon as possible. We believe over time that there is an opportunity to lower operational costs given our scale in the BDC space and the potential synergies across the AUM base. As shown on slide 7, we have directly applicable execution experience with these objectives at Portman Ridge and are able to leverage a successful playbook and apply it to Capitella. Finally, while a longer-term objective, we have demonstrated a track record of increasing scale and reducing the stock price discount relative to NAV. As shown in slide 8, since becoming the external manager of Portman Ridge, we've closed 2 add-on acquisitions and are expecting to close a third one shortly. These transactions have allowed Portman Ridge to increase both its absolute scale as well as return on equity and has resulted in a significant increase in the price-to-NAV ratio since the initial announcement of that transaction, as the chart on slide 9 depicts. We believe over the long term that we can grow Capitella to achieve these benefits of scale. Going forward, Mount Logan intends to focus Capitella on investments in high-quality senior secured debt securities with the goal of delivering sustainable earnings with lower NAV volatility and hopefully increasing scale through inorganic growth. With that, I would like to turn the call over to Steve Arnall, CFO of Capitella, to discuss next steps.
Thanks, Ted. From a process and timing standpoint, a preliminary proxy statement was filed with the SEC on April 21st. Once the SEC comments are received, responded to, and resolved, we will file a definitive proxy statement for the special meeting of Capitella shareholders to request approval of the management agreement. The record date was set at April 12, 2021, and the meeting date is set for May 27, 2021. Shareholders approve that agreement and other routine closing conditions are met. The transaction will close shortly thereafter. We anticipate closing to occur in the summer of 2021. I'll now turn the call back over to Ted for final comments, followed by a Q&A.
Thanks, Steve. I want to reiterate our excitement about the transaction and believe that Capitella shareholders will receive the benefits from a larger mix of income-generating assets, lower financing costs, and a management team with a demonstrated track record of consolidation in the BDC space. On behalf of Mount Logan and BC Partners, I thank the Board of the Directors for putting their trust in us, and we will work diligently to deliver value for all shareholders. With that, Operator, would you please open the line for questions?
We will now begin the question and answer session. To ask a question, you may press star, then 1 on your touch-tone phone. If you are using a speakerphone, please pick up your handset before pressing the keys. To withdraw from the question queue, please press star, then 2. Our first question is from Christopher Nolan of Ladenburg Thalmann. Please go ahead.
Joe, Ted, and Steve, congratulations on the deal. Ted, what sort of time frame do you have for in terms of realizing the equity positions on the CPTA investment portfolio?
Yeah, I mean, it's something that Joe and I have been working on very closely together. I think, you know, it's always hard to predict exits on things that don't have maturity dates, but we're very focused on getting the percentage of equity down over the next 12 months. And, you know, signs, you know, there's some early signs today. There's a number of companies that are up for sale today. And Joe's team and our team are working closely together to try and accelerate some of these processes to get the equity percentage down. So it's hard to say when how quickly it'll come down, but I think you'll see a material decrease in the percentage of the book that's in equity over the next 2 to 3 quarters.
Great. Second question is, was an acquisition of Capitella by Portman Ridge ever a consideration?
Yeah, I mean, obviously we looked at that. I think the board of directors, was looking to, for a partnership, which is what this is. I think the book in Portman Ridge is not exactly the same, and the strategy is not exactly the same as what's in the Capitella portfolio. And so, you know, we have no intention of merging those two entities together in the short term. Longer term, you know, who knows? Lots of things can happen. But obviously we considered that, and we just decided that, you know, the strategies were so different. The percentage of deals that, like, where each of those BDCs plays in terms of market size is just a different part of the market. And so I think the determination was made to pursue this strategy.
Final question. Over the last couple of quarters, Capitella has stopped making new investments. Will that change as soon as Mount Logan takes over? Will Mount Logan start making new investments?
Yeah, I mean, we expect to change that immediately. I mean, our goal upon closing the deal is to, you know, A, very quickly try and clean up the liability side of the balance sheet. And just given BC Partners' institutional relationships and given our relationships with the banks, we think we can actually do that relatively quickly and also do it in a way that's accretive for shareholders. And then post that, I mean, the goal would be, you know, the board is very, very focused on us giving Capitala shareholders dividends as quickly as possible. And so, you know, the goal would be to redeploy proceeds from asset sales and other things to not only delever, but also to generate income so we can turn back on the dividend.
Gotcha. And I guess final question. I know CPTA has a second license or application for a second SBA license. Does this affect that at all?
So when we take over management of the BDC, we will not be pursuing an SBIC license.
Great. That's it for me. Congrats. Thanks.
Thanks, Chris.
The next question is from Scott Chan of Canaccord. Please go ahead.
Good morning. So you talked about the CPTA portfolio. Like, what portion of the portfolio do you think like could be sellable over the next year?
We think, and Joe and Patrick, you should definitely interject here, but I would think that, you know, half the portfolio that is listed as of the 12/31 date would be monetizable within the next 2 to 3 quarters.
Yeah, Ted, this is Jeff. I would agree with that. I think a lot of our larger positions are in market, being represented by bankers out pursuing monetization. So I agree, next several quarters, most of those should be rotated.
And what percentage do you need from shareholders to approve this deal?
That's 67% of the votes cast once a quorum has been met, which is 50% of the shareholders, outstanding shares.
Can you remind me how much management owns the CPTA management?
Yeah, roughly 8% from the insiders that we report from our Form 4s, about 8%.
All right. And you talked about the management fee structure not changing, moving over to Mount Logan. What is that management fee percentage?
It's 1.75% of total assets.
Okay. Great. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Scott.
Again, if you have a question, please press star, then one. The next question is from Robert Dodd of Raymond James. Please go ahead.
Morning, everyone, and thank you for taking my questions. For purposes of my questions, I'm going to presume that the deal is going to close because I think it would be in everybody's best interest if that did happen. So with that in mind, Ted, on the exemptive relief that BC Partners currently has for co-investment with Portman Ridge, et cetera, is Mount Logan already included in that exemptive relief, or would there be another application required on that front to cover it all? And you know, how would that process go down?
Yeah, Patrick, do you want to take that?
Yeah, no, absolutely. So the advisor will be a subsidiary of Mount Logan Capital, which is Mount Logan Management. Mount Logan Management is currently a part of our exemptive relief, so there'll be nothing additional that will be needed as part of this transaction.
Got it. Thank you. Just one little side. On Scion has Mount Logan as an affiliate on their schedule of investments. Is there going to be anything required as a passive equity investment, obviously, but anything required on that front, exemptive relief or otherwise?
No, not that we're aware of. Scion does own a small equity stake in our company, but it has no impact on ML. Got it.
Thank you. Then just the last one. I mean, in terms of medium term, perhaps, I mean, if I look at the presentation today, if I look at the Portman Ridge presentation as well, you mentioned, Ted, that the strategies differ a little bit, but both have a target EBITDA size of 10 to 50 million. I mean, that's kind of the sweet spot for VC partners. So could you give us any more color on what investors in capital, excuse the barking in the background, I apologize, what the differences in strategy and portfolio are going to look like once some of the rotation is done? I mean, it does look like the target markets broadly are quite similar. So can you give us any color on that front?
Yeah, no, that's it's a very perceptive question. So as of today, you know, Capital obviously has a much, much higher mix of equity than what will be going forward. And number two is obviously Portman Ridge has got all those joint ventures, which, you know, is Don Capitella. I think if you roll forward, you know, a year or 18 months, we would envision, you know, obviously one of the powers that we have is the size of our platform and speaking for bigger deals and leading deals. So, you know, I would think that the portfolio of Capitella long-term is going to look more and more like Portman Ridge's over a long period of time. The difference would be maybe more focus on the joint venture side at Portman Ridge, and I would think Capitella is going to be more heavily weighted towards just pure debt securities and first lien.
Got it. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Robert.
This concludes our question and answer session. I would like to turn the conference back over to Ted Goldthorp for closing remarks.
On behalf of BC Partners and our management team, and on behalf of Joe and Steve, we'd obviously like to thank everybody for their support. We are very excited about this transaction, and we intend to work tirelessly to maximize value for shareholders. Thank you very much.
The conference has now concluded. Thank you for attending today's presentation. You may now disconnect.